Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Good day today, and definitely getting into some cooler weather, and I'm hoping that comes quicker.
Yeah. We are starting to get into some cooler weather, and with some of that cooler weather, we get into crop harvest, of course, around here. Corn harvest is well on its way. But that's going to tie in a little bit or get us kind of flowing into our topic today, and that's soil testing and what these producers can do to maybe help their bottom line. And that's by cutting some fertility if they've got adequate out there. And the only way to know that for sure is going to be taking a soil test. At first glance, soil testing would seem a relatively easy task. However, when we consider the variability that exists in a field because of maybe soil formation or past production practices, the collection of a representative sample throughout a field can become quite tricky. So a lot of times what we're doing is we're wanting an average. What is the average of that fertility out there in that field? If we're wanting to do like grid sampling or something else, this method is going to change slightly. But so right now we're just going to be talking about getting a uniform average of a field's fertility status. So when we're going to take a sample, the first thing we ought to do, I would encourage everybody, come into the office. So we have a soil probe that we'll loan out. So each one of our offices in the Frontier District have that. We'll loan out that, and we'll also give you some bags to put the soil in after you've collected it. I would tell you, before you put the dirt into the bags, let's go ahead and write our information on the bags. They're a lot easier to fill out when they're empty rather than when they're full. But you're also going to want to take a plastic bucket with you to the field to take these soil tests. So when we go out there, you're going to want to stick the probe in the ground, let's just say 6 inches, and we're going to want to be consistent with that depth and be pretty precise there. If we go down different levels or different depths, we're going to throw off some of those readings. So if we can make sure we're going in 6 inches every single time, we'll be better off. And you're going to a plastic bucket rather than like a galvanized bucket, because if we're testing for zinc, that galvanized can throw those zinc levels kind of wacky. The next thing to know is when we go to a field, we're going to want to take 12 to 15 cores at minimum. So a core is every time we stick the probe into the ground, we would then take that soil, put it into our bucket, and we'd go to the next location or the kind of zigzag our way maybe across that field taking samples. And again, you're going to want to take 12 to 15 cores per each field. This is just getting us a good average again. If we only take one, that's not a very good average of what's truly out there. We could have hit a really nutrient high spot or a low spot. As we're zigzagging our way across that field, be on the lookout for oddities. So something that, whether that's a low spot in the field that might hold water, maybe it could be an old hedgerow, maybe it could be a old fence line that we have since taken out. All these could be spots that could throw off the average. And again, what we're trying to do is get a good average so we can make a uniform application. If we want to know those results, let's kind of skip it, and then we can come back and we can take samples just from that kind of odd spot to figure out what's going on there or what we would need to do. But we can treat that just slightly different. If you know the production practices in the past, so if somebody had like banded or did some strip tillage and put that fertilizer in those bands, we might want to increase the number of soil tests taken. That's just going to, or those cores taken, excuse me, that's just going to offset the chance that we're going to have one outlier really affect the change in that soil test results. So then you're going to want to bring those samples back in. Before you bring them in, I would tell you to clearly have them labeled and know. So when we get these results back, it's going to be 10 to 14 days from the time we get them shipped off. The university runs the test, and then I get the results back. It's going to be about 10 to 14 days. making sure that you have things clearly labeled and identified is going to make it a lot easier. Again, I'm just going to get these numbers. I don't know where these fields are all at or what you're calling each field. So as long as you know that, you're going to know what samples go to which field. When you do send those off, I would also encourage you to select your own yield goals. So if you have corn and you want it to be 150 bushel corn next year, let's write that down. Otherwise, I get to guesstimate what you want, and that's never as beneficial for you if I'm telling you what we're shooting for. So you tell me what yields you're kind of going to shoot for, then we can adjust that fertility plan to that. Soil testing should be, I mean, it's the first step of a good nutrient management plan. But it all is going to start with a proper collection. Again, taking all those cores. I know it seems time consuming, but making sure that we're getting good results. And then we're going to want to do it kind of at the same time. So if we're going to start taking soil tests today, and in 2 years we kind of want to see where we're at, because our non-mobile nutrients change relatively slowly over time. So we can do it every 2-3 years, and we can see, are we making progress towards getting those soils to where we want them at? Do them at the same time after the same crop. And that way we're just indeed comparing apples to apples and not apples to oranges. And guys, with that, if you have questions, I would highly encourage you to give me a call. You can reach me at 785-448-6826.
Another interesting bit of information, that's for sure. We'll tune in Monday morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District Director and Family Frontier Extension District Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.